Aurelius's home was a small stone cottage, built for endurance rather than decoration, but attractive all the same in its simple and solid lines. Was it 100 years old or 200? It was hard to tell. It wasn't the kind of house that 100 years made much difference to, except that at the back there was a large new extension, almost as large as the house itself, and taken up entirely with a kitchen. "My sanctuary," he said, as he showed me in. A massive stainless steel oven, white walls, 2 vast fridges. It was a real kitchen for a real cook. Aurelius pulled out a chair for me and I sat at a small table and watched as he turned a dial on the oven, then moving lightly assembled his ingredients. He moved in his kitchen the way drivers change gear in their cars, as natural as breathing. "You see that cupboard," he said, "there to your left? Would you open it?" Thinking he wanted a piece of equipment, I opened the cupboard door. "You'll find a bag hanging on a peg inside." It was a kind of satchel, old and curiously designed. Its sides were not stitched, but just tucked in. It fastened with a buckle, and a long, broad leather strap, attached with a rusty clasp at each side, allowed you, presumably, to wear it diagonally across your body. The leather was dry and cracked, and the canvas that might once have been khaki was now just the colour of age. "What is it?" I asked. For a second, he raised his eyes from the bowl to me. "It's the bag I was found in." He turned back to combining his ingredients. The bag he was found in? My eyes moved slowly from the satchel to Aurelius. Even bent over his kneading, he was over 6 feet tall. I had thought him a storybook giant when I first set eyes on him, I remembered. Today the strap wouldn't even go around his girth, yet 60 years ago he had been small enough to fit inside. Dizzy at the thought of what time can do, I sat down again. Who was it that had placed a baby in this satchel so long ago? I ran my fingers over the places she had touched. Canvas, buckle, strap. Seeking some trace of her. A clue in braille or invisible ink or code that my touch might reveal if only I knew how. It did not know how. "It's exasperating, isn't it?" Aurelius said. I heard him slide something into the oven and close the door. Then I felt him behind me, looking over my shoulder. "You open it. I've got flour on my hands." I undid the buckle and opened the pleats of canvas. They unfolded into a flat circle, in the centre of which lay a tangle of paper and rag. "My inheritance," he announced. The things looked like a pile of discarded junk waiting to be swept into the bin, but he gazed at them with the intensity of a boy staring at a treasure trove. "These things are my story," he said. "These things tell me who I am. It's just a matter of understanding them." His bafflement was intent but resigned. "I've tried all my life to piece them together. I keep thinking if only I could find the thread, it would all fall into place. Take that, for instance." He pointed at a page of print. It was torn from a book and riddled with creases. Taking it in my hands, I started to read. Not at first aware what was his intention, but when I saw him lift and poise the book and stand in act to hurl it, I instinctively started aside with a cry of alarm.